Welcome back. I'm Ian Masters, and this is Background Briefing. And joining us now is Dr. Gary Wadler, who is a physician and expert on the subject of drug use in sports. He currently serves as the chairman of the World Anti-Doping Agency's Prohibited List and Methods Subcommittee, and has served as a medical advisor to the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy. He's the author of Drugs and the Athlete. Welcome to Background Briefing, Gary Wadler.
Nice being with you.
And today's suspension of 13 baseball players, including the three-time American League MVP Alex Rodriguez, of course, is very much the headlines. Rodriguez has been sidelined for 211 games throughout the 2014 season. But it also strikes me that this is a problem that won't go away. So why is it that we keep hearing about this problem continually?
Well, it's not growing, which is a good thing, but it's not disappearing. That's not such a good thing. But there are many aspects of the effects of steroids, particularly on athletic performance, which makes it attractive to those who want to take every advantage they can, better known as cheating. It's a dangerous habit, and we are concerned that it's reaching down into the young people in the high schools, and it's a serious problem.
So is it at the point now, if you're a young aspiring baseball player and your own personal athleticism reaches a certain level and you basically are faced with a choice that you, if you want to up your game, you have to take the what they call the juice. Is it that stark?
Well, no, I don't think it's that bad. There are those who will violate the rules of the game and take these substances, and not only steroids, but a whole array of performance-enhancing substances to enhance their value And ultimately, it gets back to if you're in certainly in the professional ranks, to contracts and how much money you can generate by increasing your performance. So, it's when money is out there, it does a lot of things to a lot of people's way of thinking, and there's no question. I've often said the five-letter word which encompasses this whole thing. It's money, money. The seller makes money by selling the stuff. The user makes money by increasing his performance and increasing his value with contract time. And when that duo of or the interplay between performance and well, I lost my thought on that one.
Well, tell us about these companies that are caught up in these, you know, recurring scandals, Dr. Gary Wadler. Now, in this particular one, we got Biogenesis, which is an anti-aging clinic in Miami that's under scrutiny for you know, peddling in performance-enhancing drugs. This seller they called A-Rod, Alex Rodriguez, had a relationship with this company. I recall that back when Mark McGuire, I think it was, who was a champion hitter there for a while. He was involved with a company in San Francisco. I think it was called Balco.
Correct.
So it feels again like deja vu again. So what are the relationship between these athletes and these companies, and who?
Well, these companies realize, again, getting back to the subject of money, that a lot of money to be made, and so the sales pitch plays to that factor. And so, whether it's Balco or any of the other ones, they there's a built-in audience out there, and they're basically elite athletes who are trying to up their game.
But this is an international problem, right? I mean, it's not just baseball.
Oh, no, it's clearly international, and there has been. The Olympic movement for years was plagued by this. It's not just an American phenomenon by any stretch of the imagination. You know, you might ask why athletes are taking anabolic steroids. They increase their lean body mass, they increase their strength, they increase their muscle definition, increase their aggressiveness, increase their acceleration, and improve their recovery times. And so there's many facets associated with the use of anabolic steroids, which are perceived by the athlete to be worth taking the risk. And obviously, we don't condone that.
But isn't that true in nature? There's no free ride. In other words, if you all of those things that you said that make must be very attractive to an athlete, then that improves all aspects of performance. Isn't there a downside that the body eventually pays the price?
Well, they have athletes have a sense of invincibility. You know, it's sort of like a soldier. They're never going to be the ones that are going to get shot. They're not going to be the ones that get caught. And so they're of the mind that if they follow the rules of a guru, and I use that word very specifically, the gurus tell them what to take, and they go take it. And the people who are selling the product have a willing victim to buy their product, whether it comes from Balco or it comes from Biogenesis. The other thing that's going on, of course, which is away from sports, is the anti-aging clinics that have blocked them over the last few years.
Right. Well, your line is cracking up. I'm afraid we may have to call you right back immediately. I'm sorry. Can you? Well, just say hello to me again. Maybe it stopped, but it was really bad.
I'll say it again.
No. It's bad. It's bad. We're going to call you right back, okay?
Thanks.
Again, I'm speaking with Dr. Gary Wadler, who's a physician and expert on the subject of drug use in sports. He currently serves as the chairman of the World Anti-Doping Agency's Prohibited List and Methods Subcommittee and has served as a medical advisor to the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, and he's the author of Drugs and the Athlete. So I'm interested, though, when you mentioned a minute ago what these drugs do for the athlete's body and how they enhance his performance in every possible aspect, and it makes it clear to me that they must be irresistible to a lot of to athletes. Give us a sense of the downside. What does the long-term use of steroids do to the human body? Because I understand, you know, it almost changes the whole physical nature.
Well, it changes the body in a variety of ways. And first of all, there are those changes in the body which are sex organ related, influenced by testosterone. There are effects on the cardiovascular system, hypertension, for example. They're in teenagers, it stunts their growth. The cholesterol, which I think I mentioned, is a whole array of adverse effects, some of which are predictable, some are not predictable, some are permanent, some are not permanent, some are physical as opposed to psychiatric. We're all familiar with the issue of roid rage. There's more than enough to go around in terms of the side effects, the dependency, so that they, like other forms of dependency, they would like to give up using the steroids, but they can't. And then, of course, there's the psychiatric side effects, whether it's increased aggressiveness or whether it's roid rage. Nowadays, it used to be difficult to administer this stuff because it was taken by particularly dangerous steroids. Now they use patches and creams. You see these things advertised on television all the time, so it's easier to administer, which makes it more attractive, which makes it particularly worrisome. So there's a whole host of these things that have adverse effects. But, again, they have a sense of invincibility that they're not the one who's going to get those adverse effects. The other thing I was about to say when we had the telephone problem was the issue of human growth hormone, which has become an increasingly big problem and a dangerous problem. And these clinics, which are mushrooming all over the place, as agents where you can get the fountain of youth. And so Now you have people taking combinations of anabolic steroids, such as testosterone, with human growth hormones. So I guess it's fairly complicated and increasingly dangerous to play that kind of a game. But again, it's all about money. And again, in the pros, and you can up your game substantially. Unfortunately, there are people who can take advantage of that attitude.
Well, it would seem, though, Dr. Gary Wadler, that you mentioned this new rash of anti-aging clinics, and of course the one under scrutiny now is Biogenesis in Miami. So they sell them, so that they're getting customers who are just regular folks who are not just athletes wanting to up their game.
Absolutely. That's why they call it the Fountain of Youth. It's promoted not as an athletic hormone, but as one that will convey your youthfulness about you. And you're absolutely right. It's not limited to athletes.
So you would think that given the dangers of what these drugs can do, that how come these companies like Biogenesis can put up a shingle and get a bunch of people in and legally give them steroids and growth hormones?
Well, the interesting word you used is legally. I'm not so sure that the federal law as it relates to human growth hormone makes it legal to use it for anti-aging purposes. The approved uses are the treatment of children who are unusually short statured, or for people who have deficiency in human growth hormone that's documented by medical testing, or individuals with the end stages of AIDS. Those are the only approved indications. So anti-aging is not. For whatever reason, the government has not chosen to pursue that. But my reading of the law is that it is illegal to use it for the purposes of anti-aging.
And clearly, it's not illegal for athletes to use it, but it does cost them their careers, or at least they get suspended.
Well, it is illegal. If you follow the law, it is illegal, but it can affect their careers for sure.
Right. But the real sanction against its use is what's just happening to these 13 players, right? They get suspended, although most of them have been suspended for 50 games, with the exception of Alex Rodriguez, who's out through the 2014 season. So, tell me about what you do on the national, the World Anti-Doping Agency's prohibitive list of methods. What's that about?
That is a group of individuals from all over the world who have diverse backgrounds. They can be research scientists, physicians, pharmacologists, pharmacists. And we, on an annual basis, update the list of those substances which are not approved for use in sport. They may be legal as a substance that can be used medically, but in sport it's illegal. And that list is annually reviewed and approved by the World Anti-Doping Agency. So it's to make sure that we are keeping current, and it's a very, very worthwhile initiative that has helped us take a giant step forward in anti-doping.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us here today, Dr. Gary Wadler, again, physician and expert on the subject of drug use in sport. He currently serves as the chairman of the World Anti-Doping Agency's Prohibitive List and Methods Subcommittee, and served as a medical advisor to the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, and he's the author of Drugs and the Athlete. This has been Background Briefing. I'm Ian Masters. I'd like to thank producer Graham Fitzgibbon. This program is available for podcasting at ianmasters.com. You can also contact me, and I'll be back again with another Background Briefing. Bye for now. Took the kids to the park and disappeared.